The 40th annual eight-man all-star game returns to Beloit tomorrow, June 7th, as the best eight-man footballs meet up in a battle between West and East. Part of the fun this week has been meeting the coaches and players. One such coach is the D1 East coach, Derek Butke from Chase County. Butke says, yes, he is related to some Beloit people, and he watched the Beloit Lady Trojans dominate at state.
Butke is a very familiar name with Beloit. Any chance that you're maybe related to some Beloit Butkes?
Well, yeah, I am. I mean, so my dad was born and raised here most of his life, and then so Richard and Sylvia would be his aunt and uncle. So Brent and Jason and all those guys, we're the same bloodline. You know, we're separated a little bit, but yeah, so same bloodline.
Coach, tell us about Chase County, what you coached there, how long you coached it, where it's at, and all of that.
So we're just west of Emporia, Kansas. I've been there as a teacher since 96. I've coached track and field since 94. I coach wrestling and track, you know, so since 96, or wrestling and football since 96. So 29 years of football, 29 years of wrestling, and 31 years of track.
Well, I'm sure you watched Beloit dominate 3A down there, but you have something very special in your family. Your own son, Luke, but he won the pole vault.
He did, yeah. So he was a state champion in the pole vault. He was a runner-up the year before, so it was nice to see that happen. And then, you know, he was on a state championship 4x1 and 4x4 team last year. So, you know, it's, you know, the state track meets a fun experience, and it's great to see your kids go out there and compete well and have some success.
Butke's counterpart on the other side will be head D1 West coach Aaron Schrammick of Atwood Rollins County. He will be joined by Lance Barr from Hoxie and Brett Westrup of South Central Coldwater. Schrammick says it's sure nice to have rivals and players you see in the playoffs and districts and their coaches playing and coaching for you.
Yeah, I mean, the rain, it kind of slowed us down maybe yesterday, the first practice, but it's been pretty nice, actually, and practice has gone well, getting these great group of kids out here and just trying to figure out what position to put them in and, you know, what gives us the best chance to be successful on Saturday.
The cool part of it is you've gone against both Coach Lance Barr and your other assistant coach, some of the kids that were studs on Hoxie and that you've played the last 3-4, you get to be part of their lives and just talk about the rivals that the Hoxies and those type of players, and now you get to coach them and work with Coach Barr and the other assistant.
Oh yeah, that's kind of the neat part of this whole the All-Star game is you get to work with coaches that you've played against in the playoffs both this year and then the last few years Hoxie in our district, and then you get to see their kids on the field up close in person, and you realize that they're just like your hometown kids, great kids to work with, smart, athletic guys. And, you know, rivalry, it's nice to be able to come here and just, you know, talk football with those coaches who you want to go up against and try to compete and get the win against during the regular season.
The D2 All-Star game will be played at 10 a.m. on Saturday. The D2 West All-Stars are coached by Buckland head coach Trevor Powell, Matt Barnett of Hutch Central Christian, and Kyle Finder of Fairfield. Powell says it's great to have those players along that made a successful season for the Buckland Red Aces.
It's going great. It's always a good experience being up here at the All-Star game. The players are great. They're getting along really well. They're very coachable, very talented. So, you know, all in all, I mean, we've only been up here for a couple days, but these guys are picking it up like they've been doing it for months. So it's going well.
Coach, best of the best in the West. How were the Buckland Red Aces last year?
We had a very successful year. We had a lot of experienced guys returning. I had six seniors on the team. We finished the year 9-1. We got knocked out in the playoffs in a tough overtime game against Hodgman County. But all in all, it was a really good season. We had some great leadership. Two of those guys are here this week at the All-Star game, Lucas Kirk and Colson Cook. Those guys were my big senior leaders, and they were fortunate enough to make it to the All-Star game as well.
Well, Coach, I want to thank you for being on KDNS 94.1 today, and best of luck to you and your squad this weekend.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Division II Coach Mac McInnes, who is helped by Jeff Slater of Burlingame and Nick McNulty of Colony Crest, says when you have players from Axtell and Frankfort, things have gone very, very well, and the team is really, really fast.
They've gone great. We've got a really talented team. They're fast. They're physical. They come from a lot of winning programs. We've had a lot of fun playing football. It's good to see these guys out here having fun, and us coaches have enjoyed it a lot as well.
Coaches,
our offense, we're fast. We got a quick-paced offense. We've got guys who can really stretch the field and get over the top, and we've got guys who are dangerous in open space. You're talking about Carter Olson, the 100-meter champion, Jaden Grenier, Lane Loiseau, Dane Winters. There's a lot of weapons for J.D. Tyson there, and he's getting the ball to all of them.
The D2 game will be played Saturday at 10 a.m., with the D1 game following at 1:30. This has been John Bowden for KD Country 94, Z90. 96.3 Sports.